this is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break
this
on VOA 1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Ukraine Parliament welcomes a hero home. It has been an interesting journey for Ukrainian pilot Nadia Savchenko, who was welcomed by Parliament on Tuesday, a week after being released from 2 years of Russian captivity. The 35-year-old lawmaker was taken prisoner in June of 2014 after joining a volunteer battalion to fight pro-Kremlin Eastern separatist insurgents. She is a hero now in her homeland. Nothing is forgotten, she says. Nothing is forgotten. Nothing is forgiven, and the Ukrainian people will not let us sit in these seats if we betray them. Ukraine stands above us all, and for those of us who were present in this hall, Ukraine stands above any of our lives. As a close to her speech, she led the parliament in the Ukrainian national anthem. Ms. Savchenko was elected as a lawmaker in 2014 while she was still a prisoner, but was released last week in a prisoner swap with Russia. Former Chadian dictator Hissein Habre has been found guilty of atrocities committed during his 8-year rule and sentenced to life in prison. A special tribunal in Senegal issued its verdict on Monday, convicting Habre of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and torture. Specific crimes included what the court called the massive and systematic practice of summary execution. Suleiman Gengeng, a rights activist and torture victim, proclaimed himself satisfied. He said it hurts that many of his colleagues died along the way. Still, he added, it is a happy moment. Habre was responsible for thousands of political killings during his rule in Chad from 1982 to 1990. This is VO.